About a dozen protesters held signs and chanted as people arrived for the much-publicized closed-door meeting. Given that the Centers for Disease Control, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration were meeting with the governor, a U.S. representative, and other local leaders, protesters like David Silverberg felt that closing the meeting was a violation of the spirit of Florida's Sunshine Law.
If they close this meeting, which they are succeeding in doing, with no legal basis, they're going to close other meetings in the future based on this precedent.
At the news conference following the meeting, Representative Francis Rooney stepped up to the microphone, and the first questions were about why it was closed.
The fact of the matter is, if we wanted the scientists and the technical people, we couldn't have the press. So I made a decision, and I'm more than glad to defend it.
When asked what the Centers for Disease Control had to say in the meeting about the health impacts of harmful blue-green algae, he wouldn't say.
Well, obviously, you know the meeting was off the record, and I don't think it would be right for me to betray the confidence of either our local health officials or the CDC people about what they talked about.
But he did say this meeting got national, state, and local people in a room to talk about the most current scientific knowledge and how to keep people safe, a topic he said local mayors were most concerned about.
How can we do a better job of speaking to our people to allay their fears and to warn them not to go into harm's way?
Another meeting that's open to the media is scheduled for this Friday at the Conservancy of Southwest Florida. Local conservation groups and clean water advocates will be part of that conversation. Julie Glenn, WGCU News, Fort Myers.